Joe Smith time here on a Monday morning, December 5, 35 degrees downtown at WGCL. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Glass, how are we doing? Margaret, good morning.
Good morning.
Busy weekend as always, Joe. It's the indoor season as we nestle the pools and at some point gymnastics beams and wrestling mats and hardwoods and everything else that goes on with that. And we'll start with the tradition here at this time of year in the state of Indiana, and that's hoops. And J.B. Neal's Edgewood Mustangs, Joe, had a big win, big come-from-behind win, and they're off to a flying start.
Well, I tell you, J.B. Neal's Edgewood Mustangs continue, one, to grasp his approach, and two, his teaching of the game, and it's certainly paying early season dividends. Off to a 1-0 conference start in the WIC with a nice road win at Cloverdale, followed by Saturday's blowout at Greenwood Christian. So a nice three-game winning streak here, 3-1 they are. Senior Cooper Bybee, a 39-point weekend, but balance has been the key as junior Chayton Howard and senior Jason Brown and a young sophomore Cameron Bannister turning some heads out in Ellensville, all providing solid punch at both ends of the floor, not to mention sophomore Joe Cato. Well, heartbreaking putback late, left number 9 South with a weekend split, losing in the final few seconds to 18th-ranked Floyd Central Saturday night by 2 after drilling B&L in our broadcast tip-off game on the airwaves Friday. Josh Hall with a 37-point, 15-rebound, 2 games for JR's crew, who's now 2-2 on the year. North lost to Center Grove. The Cougs, like South, will open Conference Indiana play this Friday night at home against Perry Meridian as we have our first peek at Andy Hodson's maroon and gold, who are 1-1. Junior Musa Jallo, 34 points and 14 rebounds against Center Grove. Chalk talk with Andy Friday at 7 ahead of that Perry Meridian game from the McKinney Court. Girls hoops, Edgewood's off to an 8-2 start. They're 1-0 in the WIC now as they win at Cloverdale 40-36. As Serena Morris, another double-double, 19-16 for Gary Sims' crew. South starts the week 3-4. North is 4-6. Both city schools are winless in their first two Conference Indiana games after losses to Terre Haute North and Southport, respectively. North trying to, out this particular week, snap a ongoing 6-game losing streak after a 4-0 start, and it may not be getting any better as they will host 8-0 Owen Valley tomorrow night at home. How about Grace Holdeman, the outstanding senior guard for Lighthouse Christian, had another big weekend, 63 points, including a first career triple-double, 27 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 steals against Columbus Christian last weekend. Mark May's crew is 4-2 to begin the week. 63 points for Grace Holdeman, including a 36-point outburst in a loss to the Indiana School for the Deaf last week. City swimming and diving teams continue to swim and dive well. They combined to sweep both Terre Haute schools in the annual Sister Cities duel at South over the weekend. Phil Cole's Panther Fellows won every event but diving. Max Grog doubled up, winning the 50 and 100 free. Seth Glasscock won the 500 free and 50 back. Matthew Churden, the 50 fly and 100 IM. And Gavin Laux won the 50 and 100 breaststroke events. North Cougars, Max Wieger, along with Captain Alan Bassesi, and freshman Jack Kuseya, turned in solid efforts for Dave Tanner's Northsiders, who scored valuable depth points, skiing the sweep for the fellas, Wieger and Kuseya. Yeah, very impressive with their times, I might add, in the freestyle events. Both boys' teams are still unbeaten to start the week. So is Coach Dave's North girls, Melissa Wang, was a 3-time winner in that duel. The Cougar girls won 7 events. Alicia DeMars and Franny Kincaid went 1-2 in diving as the two city girls teams romped over the Terre Haute schools. How about Mackenzie Luz's new school record in the 100 breaststroke, an event she doesn't swim in all that often, 106.9. She swam pretty well there. That's the best time there on the books in 9 years. Mackenzie also took the 100 to IM and helped the freestyle relays to wins. Phoebe Rensink won the 100 fly and 200 free for Phil Cole's Girls of South. And earlier in the week, mentioning Mackenzie, she set her and broke her own own school record in the 100 back. She has lowered that time now in that event to 58.25. That occurred against Terre Haute South in a win. The Edgewood boys were second, the girls third in the South Vermilion three-way over the weekend. Dave Pemberton won the 53. Trevor Cantrell was right behind him. Jacob Shunk won the diving and was second in the 100 free. Out on the mats over the weekend, Mike Runyon's South Panthers were second. Marty Hutzel's North Cougars fourth in the Bloomington Invitational held out at Bloomington North. The Panthers went 4-1 on the day, including a 2.36-34 win over the Cougs to finish off the day. Three Panthers went 5-0 on Saturday. Derek Bluebaugh at 138, Blake Webb at 145, and Tyler Schlegel at 182. Webb, by the way, pinned all five of his opponents. Meanwhile, the Cougars, Marty's got a young transfer in, a junior from California, Brett Smith, who went 5-0 at 132. Justice Cash at 113, Wyatt Dalton at 152, and Nolan Wampler at 170, all 4-1, and Tyler Miklich at 113 was 3-0 with three pins for the maroon and gold. Edgewood trounced Terre Haute North. They had only one dual match last week, 53-15. Levi Swinney continues to wrestle well. He, Daniel Bradburn, Austin Heckman all had pins. Matt Archer won on a pin, and Denver Aylott a major decision as the Mustangs of Greg Ratliff also running along here early winner with only one dual meet loss. In the zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. And in the red zone, yep, we got the Colts tonight. They'll look to even up at 6-6. MetLife Stadium tonight for the Monday night game against the 3-8 Jets. We'll carry Bob Lamy's pregame, as always, starting at 7:30. Colts football to kick off your sports week.
Colts went out, Joe. They win the division because they've got Houston and Jacksonville still left. Everybody's going to be 6-6 if the Colts win tonight. That's exciting. So we'll preview that. Plus, we've got a new IU football coach. Dave and I will talk about three IU basketball games, a bowl game, a partridge, and a pear tree all tonight from 6 to 7:30.
Got a lot.
we do have a lot
on your plate. An hour and a half tonight.
90 minutes of Hour of Power of Fun. At 8:45, we'll get caught up with Indiana's walk in the park against SEMO. Finding SEMO, they found him and beat the tar out of him last night by 28. No OG, no problem. Hoosiers win quite easily. And we'll talk Foster Farms Bowl in the Utah Utes on December 28th.
Going west.
Yep, go west, young man, and take your wallet with you because you'll need it in San Francisco. Well, that'll be fun.
Man, that's for sure.
It is. Pacers won last night, 111-102 over the Clippers. They sweep the season series. They're against Golden State tonight, Joe, 10:30. So after the Colts game, you can watch second half of the Pacers game, Insomniac special tonight for everybody. And away you go on a Monday morning. Good stuff as always. And we'll get caught up at 8:45.
Sounds like a plan. I've been up since 5:15 on Mondays. So
I don't sleep on Sunday nights either. You might as well just call me from now on.
Pop's about gone.
That's what I'm going to start doing. When I wake up at 2, 3, 3:30, 4, 4:15, 4:20, I'm just going to get up at 5 and just pour coffee down my face and get on with it.
Yep.
Why toss and turn? It's just you get your best sleep 15 minutes before the alarm goes off, and that's
what
it.
What is that about?
I don't know
what that is.
It's only
is.
On Sundays for me, and I don't like it one bit. But I do like talking to Joe and Margaret on Monday mornings and getting the week off to a good start. Joe, the Hoosiers will have a quiet week on the hardwood this week as they get ready to study for final exams. No more 4 games in 8 days. No more 3 games in 5 days. We saw that starting last Wednesday with North Carolina. But when you finish a stretch like that 4-0, that's good news, including last night's rout of SEMO.
Well, 4 games in 8 days and a 4-0 record, and we'll have a new college basketball number one in Villanova, the defending national champ, moving up to number one after Kentucky got beat by UCLA over the weekend. But the Hoosiers should be solidly entrenched in the top 10 in both polls a little bit later today. 7-1, 23 straight on the Branch McCracken court. That's the sixth best in the country right now. And no problems over the weekend with SIUE and SEMO yesterday. Robert Johnson leading 4 in double figures. Well-balanced scoring again, 17.7 rebounds. How about Deron Davis continuing to impress off the bench? He had a 28-point weekend, 14 points again yesterday, 5 rebounds as the Hoosiers came out, seized control early. went on that 17-2 run and attacked the rim during the stretch. They got five layups to boot to go along with threes from the outside. James Blackman Jr. and Josh Newkirk. SEMO made a little bit of a run, cut it to, what, five inside the five-minute mark, but then the Hoosiers held them to 3 points. The rest of the half led by 13, and then in the second half, well, the defense got better. The Red Hawks failed to score a field goal over the stretch of 8:45 in the second half. They missed seven in a row, and the Hoosiers were out leading by 24. Thomas Bryan had a great game for Indiana, despite the fact he didn't get the ball that much, but he did some other things big time, like 10 rebounds, 4 blocks, 3 assists, a career high, 3 steals, and Curtis Jones set the tone, as did Jawan Morgan Friday night against SIUE. Curtis scored the first 5 points of the second half. He had 8 points, a couple of steals, and Devontae Green added 5 points off the bench as well. It's Indiana, 7-1, will rest until Houston Baptist on Saturday and get ready for Butler in 2 weeks, a week from Saturday at Packers Life Fieldhouse. Meanwhile, Terry Morin's crew, they're 4-3. They got a rather peculiar 1:30 start time tomorrow afternoon. They're down at Denton, Texas against North Texas. They'll return home on Thursday night against Northern Kentucky. Well, bowling we shall go. Foster Farms Bowl out in Santa Clara, California on the 28th. That's a Wednesday night of this month, as an 8:30 kickoff will be greeting us against the Utah Utes out of the Pac-12, who are 8-4. Hoosiers making their 11th bowl appearance, and of course the last time they were in back-to-back bowls was 25 years ago, as we have detailed on numerous reports throughout the rest of the football regular season. And now we talk postseason for Coach Tom Allen's crew. Meeting for the third time, the Utes haven't played them since 2002. And one good feel, the last time we headed west and played a bowl game in California, we won it. And that was against BYU in the Holiday Bowl back in 1979. So good stuff there for the football Hoosiers, and a very well-deserved trip west on the 28th. Well, Dwayne Goldman's wrestlers, 4-1. Boy, they left the mats against Buffalo thinking, North Dakota State thinking that they had lost the match. And then after further review, the officials flipped the result, and Indiana won 18-17 on team points, as it turned out. And then they beat SIU Edwardsville to finish up strong, as they are now 4-1. Nate Jackson continues to do what he's been doing since he's been at Indiana, and that's win, as he's got another unbeaten string going at 184. He's 10-0 currently on an 11-match winning streak, and all 10 of his points this season have come with bonus points. Well, the men's and women's swimming teams ended the Miami, Ohio invite on a high note, winning 3 events. Brandon Fowlton touched the wall first with a personal best in the 200 fly. Jody Snodderly won the 1650 free. And Shelby Kuntz tallied the Hoosiers' third win over in Oxford, touching the wall in the 100 free with a personal best as well. And while that was going on, the other part of the Indiana team competing in the AT&T Winter National Championships, and they too finished on a high note, winning 3 titles, setting 2 school records. Benny Lanza won his second championship, set his second school record in as many days down in the Peach City, winning the men's 200 butterfly. And Max Irwin, the former Cougar, was 6th overall. But Marwan El-Kamash won his second title and set his Indiana record at the Nationals, winning the 1650 free. And also the Hoosiers' third and final win of the night came in the 400 free relay. So good stuff and solid efforts on the part of our swimmers and divers over the weekend in Miami of Ohio and the Winter Nationals down in Atlanta. Well, we have a new start of the week, and we have Colts football tonight as they look to go even now at 6-6, and MetLife Stadium will be the venue. New Jersey, the New York Jets, who are 3-8. We'll have Bob Lamy's pregame as usual at 7:30, but in the zone and in the red zone, we'll precede that. David Glass and your calls, all kinds of stuff to cover tonight following a long week of a lot of interesting Indiana University-related stuff. That'll start at 6. They'll carry you for 90 minutes leading up to Bob's pregame show with Chuck Pagano. Tonight, the Colts and the Jets here on the airwaves.
90 minutes won't be enough, Joe. I don't know how we're going to fit
it in. I don't think so.
Three basketball games, a brand new head football coach, the departed football coach, a bowl game, Colts preview. It's
you guys don't have anything to talk about,
no,
do you?
Oh, gee whiz.
Yeah.
When it rains,
yeah,
it pours and it opens doors. And, yeah, we'll have a busy week this week in the zone. Pacers winners last night, 111-102 against the Clippers in Los Angeles. They got a tough back-to-backer as they go to the East Bay tonight to take on the Golden State Warriors. Tip time, 10:30 in Oakland. The Colts, Joe, if they win tonight, will be in first place because the Houston, yeah, Texans lost for the third consecutive week yesterday in Green Bay. Tennessee is off. They're 6-6. Colts have beaten Tennessee twice, Houston once, and now they've got Houston and Jacksonville for their last five games. Two of those, I guess, will be here in Lucas Oil. Advantage Colts, and it looks like the tiebreaker scenario is if the Colts win out, sure, they are. They can't be beaten, so that's,
yeah,
that's a little dangle. So
against
spot,
yeah, yeah,
the Colts playoffs start tonight.
Yeah,
because they can't
that's
lose
a good
again.
Way of putting it, yeah.
So they've got a full month before they even get to that month. So interesting there. As you mentioned, Hoosiers off, Hoosiers bowling. So all kinds of busy things to get to, and we got high school hoops for you coming up on Friday night.
Yeah, start of the Conference Indiana for the city schools, South and Southport. And we'll take a peek at Andy Hodson's 1-1 North Cougars. They'll entertain Perry Meridian on Friday night at the McKinney Court.
Which Jallo scores all the points? Is it Musa? Sico? There's the Penna?
Well,
haven't there been 100 Jallos come through here?
Yeah, well, there have been a lot of
basketball.
He may be
too
the best of the bunch, and he had 34 and 15 in a loss to Center Grove on Saturday night. But one of the better juniors, no question about it, in the state.
All right, we'll keep our eyes on him and our eyes on you and our ears with you as well. Thank you, my friend. Happy Monday.
Yep.
Have a wonderful week, Joe.
You as well, Margaret. Talk to you guys.
7:45, 8:45, Joe Smith, Monday mornings.